on a 2 and 4. All the party people get on the floor. All the party people get on the floor. Bass. Escape and truly be. All the crack in Compton won't set you free. Come on.
out your mind.
No punks allowed. Musical crucifixion. Going down.
Weather. The sun is the main driving force of space weather. Sometimes the earth gets hit with solar flares.
Nobody knows what we're gonna do. But you got to pick up my phone. You got to take control.
Sell that life's ways as the latest craze. Every kid wanna be like that. They say, oh no, it's just a phase. But their world is shaped by the stewardship that they see in the world around. City, city of dreams, but not all in that shit is quality free. They say, oh,
what you broke at?
Bend and distort, you know? Sometimes if the earth gets hit with a coronal mass ejection, if, you know, those charged particles hits the magnetic sphere with enough force at the right angle, it's like the magnetic sphere gets peeled back and that deadly radiation can actually penetrate down, you know, into the atmosphere, zap power grids, zap satellites, you know, astronauts, pilots, people in high places, they could get toxic doses of radiation. So, you know, after that coronal mass ejection, it might take a week or so for the Earth's magnetic sphere to regroup itself, reform itself, and get its natural shape. So I think this is the best analogy we can visualize as far as our own energy field and what happens to it when we get hit with, you know, massive amounts of radiation. Right? So, under normal conditions, you know, our aura is like the magnetosphere, Earth's magnetosphere, you know, it's just in its normal shape. Let's say we're around a 4G Wi-Fi router, like, you know, like this 4G environment we're in now. I kind of relate that to the solar storms where, yes, it's impacting our aura. You know, when the earth gets hit with a solar storm, it will usually manifest as what they call those northern lights, you know? And that's the earth's magnetosphere discharging that unwanted energy, really in a beautiful way, you know? So if our magnetosphere is, if our magnetosphere, our aura, if it's strong, like in this 4G environment, that's how we're gonna be able to roll, you know? The 5G though, you can compare 5G to the coronal mass ejection. And we are really gonna have to step up how we fortify and magnetize our aura. I think the integration of commercial magnets is a key. And that's one thing I talk about.
Me too.
Because prior to this 5G reality, regular crystals probably afforded enough paramagnetic energy, you know, subtle magnetic fields to keep us magnetized. I think 5G, we might have to incorporate like commercial magnets, you know, the neodymium magnets, hematite magnets, start wearing them so that the, you know, the strength of our magnetic aura can resist the strength of the 5G coming at us, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We can't trust our own emotions. We don't know if what we're feeling is actually what we feel or if it's being projected due to the frequency modulation. I actually have a wonderful gift that was given to me almost a decade ago by one of my listeners. And it is a wire mesh screen that goes under my mattress. And yes, he has attached a machine that he divined himself that has batteries in there, and it pulses the poles north and south throughout my entire sleep. And I do find this completely amazing, and I can feel these effects. I have, of course, the Misaki pyramid organite with the Roden coil pumping out whatever frequency I apply. These are some of the methods that I have started to adopt as we enter this strange, strange new time.
Yes. And a lot of people are getting downloads as far as spiritual technologies, you know?
Right.
Season for that. What I attempt to do in 5G wellness is to, beyond giving some basic, you know, crystal families to work with, is to also kind of explain the specs of the human body. You know? Like you get your cell phone, you get your laptop or whatever. You usually know the specs of that device, you know? At least if you read your manual or whatever, it'll have a little label on the side. It'll tell you what its voltage is, what its amperage is, what's the megahertz the processor's running
on. Megahertz gonna hurt you, you mega!
Excuse me. We know the specs for all of our gadgets. But can you tell, what megahertz do we run on? What hertz do we run on?
A lot.
What's our polarity? What's our voltage? You know? And it's because we don't know these things is why there's even room for question or room for debate as to whether wireless technology may or may not impact our health.
It absolutely does, Rossben. That is Rossben talking about magic and magnetics. It is no postulation. It is something of complete certitude. Man, them magnetic fields, them electric fields, that Wi-Fi stuff kills you dead, cooks your brain. I see it in action every day, Jackson.
In the town of Louisville, lived a man they called Big Bad Bill. I want to tell you, he sure was tough. He certainly did strut that stuff. He had folks scared to death when he walked by. They held their breath. He was a fighting man, sure enough. Now Bill took himself a wife, guess he leads a different life. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Married life has changed him somehow. Here's a man that they all used to fear. Now the people call him Sweet Papa Willie, dear. Stronger than Samson, I declare, till a hi-hat mama bopped his hair. Big Bad Bill don't fight anymore. Washes dishes and he mops up the floor. He used to spend his evenings looking for a fight. Now he's got to see his mama every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Up the floor. Used to spend his evenings looking for fate. Now he's got to see his mama every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now.
All right, and so they come around with the airplanes and the helicopters when beards show up. When you got a beard, or some people got their original hair and it's not dyed or nothing like that, they don't put chemicals in there to cover up the gray hairs and all of that. You know what I'm saying? When you come around natural like this, right? When you come around natural like this, that's when, you know what I'm saying, they want to come around with their airplanes and their chemtrails. Why airplanes? Because they're in the air releasing chemicals, right? So that they can keep you in density, so that you won't reach the higher planes, spiritual planes, and the spiritual realms that are in the air. That's why they have airplanes. To police the air, to release all kind of aluminum and different, you know what I'm saying, metals and shit, to keep you in density. Therefore, I created something called Sky Watchers, and I brought the unicorns back to the planet, and I've declared that, you know what I'm saying, that airplanes can no longer exist on the planet Earth.
I'm right there with you, you killie old side, talking on a space plane. You listen to that space plane, CKUT 90.3. We heard some music done by me, the host of the show, Tony E. And Nicola Royer Artuso on viola. When you hear viola, that's where it's come from. And you heard some Leon Redbone with Big Bad Bill. And you're listening at Michelle Portal. And Vitaus.
What's that guy's name? Hey, I got a funny name.
Miroslav Vitaus and Michelle Portal. Michelle Portal on bass clarinet. Miroslav on bass fiddle. And demon immortals are hijacking the brainwaves of humans through sound and vibrations.
And if you was to watch my video, you would see that that I've successfully brought back the unicorns to the planet, and airplanes and helicopters cannot exist on the planet Earth. You know? But I want to share something else to you. Because you have certain, you know, evil entities that hide behind. It goes deeper than just the airplanes and helicopters, because those airplanes and helicopters give off a certain vibration or a certain tone. So when you hear the helicopter going around, or when you hear the when you hear that in the air, that tone, they have the technology to make airplanes and helicopters free from all kinds of tones and vibrations. It can be a silent airplane or a silent helicopter. They have that technology. But they make it loud. Why? Because it puts you on a certain brainwave. It puts you on a certain brainwave. You wonder why aliens or spirits or angels or demons, right, in some cases can read your mind? You wonder why? It's because they distort the environment with sounds and vibrations that would allow them to tap into the frequency of the brainwave that you're currently using. That's why I've invented a new brainwave called the Phi Brainwave. The Phi Brainwave. And I've talked to you, you know what I'm saying, continuously in a number of my different videos about this Phi Brainwave.
We still don't know what it is, but we know what Michelle Portal be knowing when he's blowing, because that's the true communicization. That and the bird song. The bird song, you got music. That's right here to fix some of the vibrations that are showing up wrong on this planet. A lot of people talking with harsh audio quality on digital devices and making other people watch things and go back and watch even more and be a slave to that device and communicate with them through the same device that's controlling their food and the very life. And ain't no way they
brainwave. And you can learn more about the Phi brainwave if you was to watch my video. It's called How to Shapeshift.
That was a good one, though.
I'm saying, in his four videos on how to shapeshift, you know what I'm saying? And if you was to watch all four of those videos, you would learn a lot about that five brainwave. However, right, they have, they say that when a person is conscious, there's five brainwaves that you use while you're conscious, and about four brainwaves that you use when you're unconscious. All right, and so the five brainwaves that they identify while you're conscious are your beta brainwaves. That's like right now I will be demonstrating for in layman terms, I will be demonstrating the ability of functioning on my beta brainwaves. That deals with logic, reason, communication, holding a conversation, problem solving, critical thinking. All of that is dealing with the beta brainwaves.
You're doing a great job, buddy. A plus!
Them demon immortals ain't got nothing on you, Kiliosa. Talking about things back in 2013. But people know that who listen to this show every week. I know there are legions out there.
As a human being can really be a demon, you know what I'm saying? And they're telling lies to your vision because you looking at, you know what I'm saying, you looking at television all day, and they got you in a trance-like state, so they're putting all kind of suggestions into your head, and you believe in that shit. So therefore, you know what I'm saying, someone like me has to come along and wake people up. We have to come along and wake people up and let people know the truth. I'm a firm believer that everyone has a right to see and everyone has a right to know, so I'm just going to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? When you're watching TV, you're in a trash-like state. When they tell you shit like, you know what I'm saying, McDonald's is good, you're going to go to McDonald's. You
know what I'm saying? Oh, roger that, buddy! They say you're gonna go to Loop's Pizza Grill. You're gonna go to Loop's Pizza Grill, buddy.
I said, grill it, bake it, loop it tonight. At the end of the day, there's always the Loop Pizza Grill. It's an easy kind of place right in your neighborhood. Come as you are from work or play. The minute you come through the door, smell the aroma of fresh herbs and spices. Pizza's baking, burgers and dogs on the grill. Yeah, you're at the Loop, all right. We'll be right back.
feel that creative spark from human beings. The way it's naturally present.
Yeah. But when you were born, the government did not cause you to be born. The government didn't give you your life. The universe, the way it's set up, the way the universe is set up, you have a mother and father. You have, you that's the way you came into the world. Who knows? Out there is God, and there are two humans who come together and created you.
Right.
So where did you come from? Well, you came from God. You came from the universe. And you didn't come from your government. You didn't come from your city and your city council and your religious leaders. You know, they're just politicians. Religious leaders are just trying to collect, control you and direct you. They tell you how to view things. They tell you how to live. They tell you what the truth is. And all the time they're telling you, they're not doing nothing. They're just sitting back and drinking their drinks, drinking their alcohol and on their drugs, and living high because you don't want to have to work and give them money. I learned a long time ago, and I want nothing to do with that. I want to do my own thinking. And when you do your own thinking nowadays, you are an enemy of the government. You're an enemy of the people. Because the people have been told, anybody who doesn't go along with the government is an enemy. No, anybody who goes along with the government is stupid. And, yeah. So, all my life I've just tried to educate people to wake up and do your own thinking. And, you know, I understand how government works, I understand how the banks work.
I got it all down, Jordan Maxwell. Thank you.
Fired into the screen, there's something called a carrier frequency.
Okay.
There's another one on top of it. There's two frequencies. One is for the picture and sound, and the other is to put you to sleep. It's called Earth Resonant Frequency. Earth Resonant Frequency is the electrical frequency in a mother's body. When she gives birth to a baby, her body is electrical. And that's why when the baby is crying, the mother picks the baby up and holds it, and the baby goes to sleep. Why? Because it's an electrical frequency, and the baby feels the electrical force field, and it puts it to sleep.
Wow,
And so that's why it's called Earth Resonant Frequency. It's a frequency of electricity that puts your mind to sleep. That's why older people, when they're sitting watching TV, they fall asleep. Why? Because that's what's happening. They fall asleep watching TV because it's an Earth Resonant Frequency. It's been fired into your mind to put you to sleep. And that, and the reason why is because Earth Resonant Frequency is an electrical frequency the Earth is giving off. The Earth is giving off a frequency. That's why you have to walk in the grass with your shoes off. If you walk in the grass with your shoes and your socks off, you are receiving electrical frequency from the Earth, and it's very relaxing. You feel very relaxing. You're walking in the grass, and it's warm out. You sit under a tree, and you can...
Oh, yeah.
It's a perfect time for that. November 27th! That was Jordan Maxwell.
Can't stand the way I bring it. I can't stand the way I black a motherfucker. need a big white sign at the door to say there's no black motherfuckers in the house.
Because you obey the commands. You know what I'm saying? Your brain is like a CPU, it's a central processing unit. You know what I'm saying? And they're commanding the program. Just
I have existed from the morning of the world, and I shall exist until the last star falls from the heavens. This is the Warp Core.